Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe, and I hear the rumor. But fuck it, I'm still alive, and I'm still in June. I know that for law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. For pressure, bust pipes, I know I'm faster than y'all. To know me's to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coolio, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave you.
Final.
Apply four-court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Pull pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever rest under
it's
bullshit.
It's the fucking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. We got G-Roll, ICE, Styles the God, and my mans in them, bringing the funk to you. Woo-wee! Keeping it all together, the traffic controller, OG the fuck. We're in the building, baby, with the chill, ICE.
Good morning, world. Good morning. What's up, everybody?
Damn.
Super Saturday. T-Ro, you in the building?
Oh, yeah. You know we in the building. It's hot as hell. Nigga, it's supposed to be 97 degrees today. Somebody getting in some water.
Don't rub it in, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to do the backstroke on you, though. Good morning. What's up, GP?
Man. OG the fuck with the deal, baby.
Super Saturday. I want to wild out on a Saturday. You know what I say about this time? Let's go.
Man. Let's go. First on the marquee. We was going to go women's final four. We'll get to that in this segment. But let's talk Roy Williams. Roy Williams has retired after three championships with the North Carolina Tar Heels, one with the Kansas Jayhawks, 33 years in the coaching world. I just want to say thank you, Roy Williams. You're doing what I want some other coaches to do, to step down and give another guy a chance. So, T. Roma, I ask you first, man. What you think about Roy Williams stepping down, man? And what's one thing out of his career that, you know, sits with you as him as being a great coach in the Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame?
To Mr. Coach Roy Williams, thank you very much for the time that you put in as a head coach and showing these young men how to take it a little bit further and do a little bit better. Okay, Roy Williams has taken a lot of kids out of a lot of different places and have put them in positions to where they no longer have to really worry about money or their financial situations. You know what I mean? But Roy Williams, when he was at the University of Kansas, he did a lot of great things. Them boys, you know, you always knew that Kansas was going to be a North Carolina or a Duke or a Kentucky to make it to the Final Four year after year. And he just put in hard work to get those players to come to that school. And then when he left Kansas, you was like, well, what else he going to do? And he ends up at his alma mater in North Carolina, he's like, oh, Lord, here we go again. And what does he do? He go win the championship in North Carolina. He's like, come on, man. That's just cheap. But, you know, I give it up to Roy Williams. I want to say thank you very much. There are only so many coaches that are really respected on that college level. And not just on the college level, on that NBA level too. And I think that there are a lot of players and a lot of coaches that respect Coach Roy Williams, because I do believe that he was on one of those Olympic squads. I think it was the Dream Team, and he was one of the head coaches with those boys that came and just, you know, changed everything of how we do basketball in the Olympics today. So I want to give it up to Coach Roy Williams, because he was significant when I was growing up. Like, when I was younger, I was like, man, I want to play for that coach. You know, you get that, you know, when you start knowing that you're getting ready to, you know, be D1, or you know that these coaches are going to be looking at you, you say in the back of your mind, I hope Roy Williams come around the corner, because if he come, yeah, buddy, I know I'm going to be good. But, yeah, shout out to Roy Williams, the only coach to win 400 games or more at two different Division I schools. I mean, damn, it's Kansas and North Carolina. That sounds pretty easy, but, I mean, he's the only one to do it. So, take that. What you got, ICE? Talk to me about Roy Williams, baby.
You know, man, Roy Williams go back when Dean Smith was coaching him, he was the assistant coach, man, you know, back in the day. But he did his thing at Kansas, and he came back, man, and he, 33 years, man, three national championships, man. He had a boatload of players went pro. 1-year players, 2-year players. Even had the program where all the guys stayed there for a little while with Joel Williams and then won a championship back in the day, you know. So he had, you know, 1-year, 2-year, 3-year, 4-year guys. Dean Smith is Michael Jordan. It's Dean Smith, Michael Jordan, and then there's Roy Williams, man. You know, so he's one of the big time coaches you're ever going to see, man, along with the Mike Krzyzewski and himself and Tom Izzo, right there, the Hall of Fame coach, first time ballot Hall of Fame. And L. Mitchell said something right, though, baby. He did something right for the young kids. He stepped down, man. And, you know, you get somebody else a chance to get in there, a guy like Anthony Davis, you know, or Jerry Stackhouse, you know, somebody went there, man. I know we don't get a chance to pick who succeed him, but I think one of those guys should have first pick. Not like, you know, when you go to a school, you want to go to your college, man, especially coach your college team. So I just think those guys should be the first deals. Getting into North Carolina, I don't know which one. You know, a lot of guys pay their dues, you know, but I hope they make the right decision. And they'd be just fine, man. You know, he paid it through 33 years, man. He's trying to take him up and let somebody else get them jobs, baby.
I-C-E, you know he going Hubert Davis. You know North Carolina ain't going far. You see Hubert Davis sitting on the sideline. Hey, yo, Boo.
Styles the guy.
Boo.
Styles the guy. The guy. What you think about Roy Williams stepping down at UNC?
Yo, T-Row already done took half of my, what I was going to say. Stay out my notes, bro.
Hey, man, you know, I was hanging out. I saw your notes on Zoom, man. You gotta hide that.
But Roy Williams, man, I'm 36, fellas. Well, about to be 36, so I'm still a young buck. But he's big in my life. You know, who didn't want a letter from North Carolina coming in saying Roy Williams wants you to play for him? Who didn't? If he was a basketball player, that was definitely one of my goals, to get a letter from Roy Williams. I didn't. I just wasn't that good. Awesome coach, man. It is. It's time for him to go, but I'm sad to see him go. And then, you know, like T-Ro was saying, you know, Hubert Davis is sitting on that bench. He would be a great candidate. But T-Ro, besides Hubert Davis, man, I would love to see Jerry Stackhouse coaching there, man.
Right.
That was just, you know, like I just think, you know, him or Hubert Davis, man, I would like to see one of those guys on the sidelines with them young players, man, and just give them that experience that they're going to need to get to the next level, you know what I mean? But Jerry Stackhouse is someone that I definitely push it for to get the job if Hubert Davis don't get it, man. That's just my take on the North Carolina situation.
What you think about Roy Williams? Because I know when you was a McDonald's All-American in your day, I know you had all the coaches looking at you. Were you hoping Roy Williams coming your way?
Well, that was where I was going. It was a dream. I'll never forget it. We were in Vegas, and I had four coaches who I wanted to play for in the gym watching me. It was a lot of my. I didn't want to play for Bobby Knight, but he was in the building with Jerry Tarkanian, Don Thompson, Roy Williams, and Jimmy Boeheim was in the building. And afterwards, the best thing that I can say about Roy Williams, and I'm pretty sure his former players would say this, the best thing about Roy Williams is the relationships that he built with his players.
Roy Williams is very personal with his players. How do I know? Because we had a lengthy conversation, and I was so mesmerized how much he did his homework on his players, such as myself and others. So the one thing I want to say, guys, about picking somebody from your alma mater who played there. Now, let's not forget, Matt Doherty became the coach. They thought he was going to do well, and what happened? It went to pieces. They went to NBG. Nothing but garbage. And I want to say thank God for Roy Williams. He brought him back. The president won 3 national championships, and they were back relevant. Shout out to Roy Williams for that, bringing North Carolina back to being a powerhouse. So shout out to Roy Williams. Let's get to this women's Final Four. University of Arizona. University of Arizona, the Lady Wildcat, knocked off.
I'm signing off.
The University of UConn.
I'm not the number one seed overall.
I can't hear you.
Stanford.
Well, yeah, that's CJ.
Knocked off.
I'm
South
off.
Carolina.
I'm
and a thriller.
Mute me.
T. Rizzi, what do you think about last night's games, man? The women's got down last night. What'd you think about last night?
Payback. That's all it was. It wasn't nothing more than payback, but I'm going to say this. I'm not going to take anything away from the University of Arizona women's basketball team. Those girls have really, y'all don't get to watch all these games that I get to watch on the West Coast, being due to the fact of the time, you know. But those girls right there, it's the reason why they're in the Final Four. But I'm going to say this. That was just payback from UConn robbing Baylor. That was, you know, what goes around comes around. But it just wasn't. I thought it was going to be a lot closer, but I'm going to give it up. Hey, Paige Becker, shout out to you, young lady. First freshman to become player of the year. And any women's, come on, man. She's a freshman. And you think about all the females across college basketball over the last 20, 25 years. It's been some cold women playing basketball. But Paige Becker from the University of Connecticut, hey, shout out to you, young lady. You got skills. If you can be one and done in women's basketball, go ahead, sign off. They don't need you in college no more. You might as well take it to the league, baby girl. I just thought it was a payback. And then, of course, you know, what we got going on with Stanford and South Carolina, that was just, you knew it was going to go down to that. You knew it was going to go down to the wire. So, yeah, shout out to the women. I'm loving what I'm seeing in the women's game. This is going to be a great Final Four, man, regardless of who's there. It's going to be dope, just like the men's Final Four. I can't wait.
Real quick, before I move on to Styles that got an ICE, who you think is going to win the women's national championship, Stanford or U of A, a Pac-12 championship?
You know I'm going with the Wildcats, man. I have to say, man, they're only 2 hours down the road. Even though I would go up there with Julius' school, you know, where he go to school closer to, I ain't going with the Northern California squads, man.
Yes.
I'm going to roll with the Lady
there
Wildcats.
Go.
Let's go, U of A Wildcats. Hey, this is for E. Langford. Let's go, Tucktown.
ICE, what you think about the women's Final Four last night? And who you got to win it all?
Man, let me tell you this right quick, man. I was reffing yesterday out in Lost Nation, and the young ladies were ninth graders, man, and they were shooting threes from Steph Curry half in between the logo and the female ninth graders. I said, hey, come, what are they doing? She hit it. Oh, did she hit another one? And then what grade she in? Cuss. Oh, she's a ninth grader playing up in the 10th grade. Oh, goodness.
okay, and then it carries over to last night, man. Look here, man. The game has evolved, man, and these females got game. I mean, the handles are shooting like guys in this era. It's incredible, man. And you know, with the coaches they got right now, man, the talent level for these females is incredible, man. And yesterday's game with UConn and Arizona was a great game, man. And I was praying UConn would not get back into that championship game, man. They've been there. They ain't made the championship in 4 straight years. In the Final Four, but they ain't made that championship game in 4 years straight. So they at least they competing for the females, man. Because every year for like 12, 13 straight years, it was UConn. So big ups to Arizona State for winning this game. I was looking for my girl Don Stanley to pull it off, man. But it was a thriller too, man. But again, man, these females are on the level, man. And I love what they're doing to the game, man. So I just think the basketball right now is in a good place, female and guy wise, to me, because the skill level is incredible, man. Yeah, I seen it with my own eyes yesterday, man. A nice girl, a female girl, shooting half in between that Delgo three and that logo, man. I was like, hold on, that's a bad. No, it ain't a bad shot. Oh, no, it ain't. It's oh, good shot. Oh, so she does that. What? So yeah, the game has changed, man. You're gonna be seeing this for here on out, guys. You're gonna see these type of basketball players, man, female wise. So big ups, man. And I'm taking Arizona to win it all. Arizona State to win it all.
All right. University Caitlin of Arizona.
Caitlin Clark and what? Paige, remember those two names. Them two females are on fire, and they only freshmen.
What you think of Styles the Guy? I know you don't feel like hollering about it, but what do you think about last night's Final Four, man?
I just got back home, fellas. Hey, what's going on, fellas? I lost the message.
You fell asleep on that bullshit.
Yeah, what happened? Okay, so, I was rooting for my girl Dawn and my boy Gino to have that battle in the championship game. And I just want to see that battle so bad. Unfortunately, both of us went down. I definitely did want to see my girl battle my man Gino in the championship. That would have been a heck of a matchup with South Carolina and UConn. But it didn't go down. Two tremendous games. Man, fellas, I was sitting there watching the game, fellas. And it was about 7 minutes on the clock left in the fourth quarter, fellas. And my girls started getting to the cup, and they wasn't the ball was, you know, rimming out, everything rimming out, fellas. And I'm like, it's that night where we just, I seen it, fellas, from 7 minute mark. I said, and we was pushing, but it was just, and then with my girl Christy Williams, man, when she found out, let me tell y'all, she's gonna be one of the baddest lefties in the WNBA coming up, man. For UConn, Kristen Williams, man. While y'all look out for her. We talk about Paige, man. Nah, Kristen makes that team go. But listen, my girl kept rimming out, fellas, and I was just so disappointed. I'm sitting there. I'm about to cry on the bed, I'm ready to break the TV. This girl thought you should be my God, man. This last 3 years has been successful, fellas. But they got this girl, Ari McDonald, for Arizona. Man, let me tell y'all, she is straight Earl Boykins gangster. Like, let me tell y'all, she is Earl Boykins gangster. Y'all hear me? That girl got post moves at 5'4". She got the three ball like Curry. Yeah, she was posting up at 5'4", y'all, with the straight away.
Is she even 5'4"? Because I thought she don't look that tall.
Even that. I'm giving her 5'4", right? Because of the TV. You know, but she was balling, man. But because all y'all got Arizona, I'm taking Stanford in the championship. Just because all y'all got Arizona, all y'all hated on UConn, all y'all hating on UConn. Stop taking Stanford in the championship.
I got Stanford to win.
Stanford here. You heard it here from the young blood.
Boo. Talk to me, man. I know you're upset about the Pac-12 Final Four between the women. But, man, talk to your boy. What was your thoughts about the Final Four, man?
Man, I just want to say it was very entertaining. The girls did what I thought they would do. And I want to say this. It's very hard to officiate girls basketball. Icy is an official. And I think he would agree with me. It's very physical. And when you look at how they were calling the game last night, the games, I should say, it was tough. But I'm going to go with Stanford to win it all. They've showed me the whole season that I think they're the team to beat. And for UConn, I have a fact for you guys. UConn hasn't won a national championship since 2008, guys. Dream team.
Wait, hold on.
Let me finish.
Take that.
Hold
back.
On, let me finish, T-Raw. And secondly, they've been to the Final Four 4 straight years and lost. 2 in overtime.
That's not true.
On the last second shot. And twice just this past 2018 and 2019. When we come back, we're going to talk men's. Yeah, we're going to talk men's Final Four. Hey, callers, I see you rattling the bars, man. We're going to get you in. We up against it. Y'all coming? We want to get y'all take, man. Men's Final Four. Street question of the day. Has the transfer portal changed the landscape of college basketball? It's the streets. Boogie, Roll, ICE, Stop the God, OG the Buck. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street, that was home. Gonna stay with the girl. I got robbed, that shit made me a monster. He bitch, you know this my sister, my mama. Now they houses as big as they want them. How they run out no motherfucking commas. Look at Lil Donald. Living like we in a race. I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I've been in my bag. Bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a 10 up a foul. City to city, got girls going wild. And I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo Solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them any breathing room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them straight. Keep all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greatest. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Real as it getting, these niggas be faking. I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I didn't pay all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I didn't pay all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. I been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They'll way down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars be, that's how I gotta be. I didn't gave her the word, now she not leaving. Said she love me to death, told her stop breathing. He try to do what I do, but we not even. I want all of the beef, I am not vegan. Boy, you said it was smoke, nigga, stop speaking. Vince, the door drop the top, I can't stop speeding. Trying to see if this bitch hit the top speed. Hit a bitch from the back, have a knock. Call me baby ho, I control the rock. If the rap slow, I control the block. Yeah, I'm really it, and you niggas not. Got a couple coups, I can draw the top. I done made it, nigga, all these digits coming in. I'm saving for the bigger picture. No one day I need them, might as well get used to me. My biggest fear is ending up a used to be. Yeah, my diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I didn't pay all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VVs.
on TV unless it's the news. I got some.
It's the streets of talk, it's sports talk show. What is Twisted Hip Hop? It's Super Saturday. I'm your host, L. Boogie. I got the Dream Team with me, Styles the Guy, T-Ro, ICE, and OG the Buck. Woo-wee. You and Vay got something to prove. We got something to prove. In the men's side, UCLA, Baylor, Gonzaga, Houston, they got something to pull tonight. Woo! It's Super Saturday. Styles the God. What's the most intriguing storyline you got coming into the Final Four tonight?
Man.
You with me, Styles the God? Really?
I'm here, baby. You brought me in. That was a bring in. Let me. I didn't even know what to say, baby. Huh? Woo! I didn't know what to say. You was bringing me in so crazy right here, baby. Telling you all big time Saturdays and days. I didn't know how to combine that. I was stuck. But listen, fellas, we got a unique Final Four, even in the men's side, man. 11 seed UCLA, fellas. 11 seed UCLA. Did not see this coming at all. I will keep it 100 with you guys. I did not see UCLA doing what they doing. But saying that, fellas, I got Houston versus UCLA in the championship.
What?
Wow.
And listen, fellas, I got Houston. They are grimy. They are. Have y'all been watching them, boys? Listen, they are backyard dogs. They are, ooh-wee, them boys is smelling. They want that smoke, all the smoke, fellas. They want all the smoke. I'm going with Houston to win everything, okay? That's my pick, fellas. That's how I'm doing it on Big Time Saturdays. You heard it here.
I appreciate you, Texas love. Texas love, STG. I really do, man. That means a lot, even though, well, I ain't going to say that. I just don't mess with Houston teams, but I mess with the city. You dig? Because they real nice down there. They real friendly in Houston, you dig? But, man, pump your brakes, little daddy, my young one, nephew with all the stats. Come on, STG. Are you serious right now? Man, check it out, man. It's going to be the two number one seeds that will play for the national championship on Monday night. It's going to be Gonzaga versus Baylor. Now, I'm going to say this. Like you say, it's very intriguing, but it's very good. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking about this since the season started, or at least the last 2-3 weeks. Is there going to be a mid-major to win it? And everybody's considering Gonzaga a mid-major. Could this be the season that a mid-major wins the title? They got to play Baylor, though. Now, when you say backyard, I'm going to tell you, every player from the state of Texas on the University of Houston team and on the University of Baylor team, if they from Texas, they play football at some point. That's why they look like that, okay? That's why they big. But if Houston can't stop number zero from Baylor, the big man in the middle, Houston, you will have a problem. Now, Coach Sampson, I love what you done. You done brought them boys to the top of the mountain. Nobody thought that you were going to be able to do what you did when your ass got fired from the University of Indiana. Nobody really brought that out as of yet. You know what I'm saying? But I bet that story comes out real soon, okay? But Baylor, Gonzaga, damn it. I want to go with Baylor,
But I'm going to say this. I'm going to give it to the mid-majors. Because there's one thing that I've been telling y'all for a fact all season. Gonzaga ain't missed a game, man. They done played every game on the schedule. That's why their record looks the way that it does. Okay? So, with that being said, with those boys being the way that they are, man, it's going to be crazy, too, because it's going to be an all-black team against an all-white team. But I'm going with Zags because they in the conference. That's who I'm going with. ICE, talk to me about the men's Final Four, Mike. Who you got?
ICE, hey, you
Will.
There?
I got questions.
Yes,
Uncle
sir.
Okay.
Are you
okay.
Going to talk to me about the men's Final Four? Who you got, man?
Well, you know, man, from the beginning of the year, man, everybody, you know, started off with Baylor and Gonzaga, man. And guess what? Looks like it's going to be a Baylor-Gonzaga. But hold up, man. I am watching Houston, too, man. And they are rugged, okay? They go get every rebound. And the only problem with Baylor is they were one of the weaker teams in the Pac-10 in rebounding. So if they don't get it together tonight, you know, you might see a Houston-Gonzaga in the championship game, you know what I'm saying, 37 years later, okay? You know, five slammer jammer. You know, didn't get a championship, but then went to three straight Final Fours. So, you know, they're looking to get something in that house. You know what I'm saying, in the building. But again, man, I like Baylor, man. But for some reason, man, Houston has been playing great basketball and they've been playing great defense in the tournaments from the first game when they killed the Cleveland State by about 60, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, that's Division I against what? Division III team? You know what I'm saying? So they for real. And Scott Drew, he showed me something as a coach, you know what I'm saying? But Samson, man, he been there. I think he got a little bit more experience, man, a lot more experience. I think he can get them to the championship this game, man. I'm taking Houston, and I'm also going with Gonzaga. This has been killing, man. UCLA, Poe UCLA, man. You'll see why they was the first four seed after the night game. You'll see why, though. Gonzaga and Houston for the championship.
Ooh.
You heard it from me. Yes, sir.
Who you got
cutting the net?
Gonzaga, baby.
Mid-major. Boo, you going with a mid-major?
Well, I'm going to just say this first. You know, it's a lot of storylines, and I'm going to give a shout-out, first of all, to all the callers, man. My man out in Spain, my man E, listening to us, and he flew me a kite, and he said this. He said, our girl, Lil McDonald, she looked like Damon Stoudemire back in the day, lefty. Looking like U of A and Damon Stoudemire. So shout out to my man E, man, out in Spain, listening to us live. You know what I mean? But I want to say this. It's a lot of storylines. Who would have thought Nick Cronin in his second year getting UCLA to the Final Four? Kevin Townsend,
right.
As you said, being fired from Indiana, let go at Oklahoma, couldn't get it done. And finally at Houston, he's got it done, getting back to the Final Four. Gonzaga, they're going to knock the door down. They lost to North Carolina in 17. Will they get it done this year? And then you got Baylor. They haven't done it since 1950. And remember, they had this scandal where the teammate killed his other teammate and hit it, and it was all on the news.
Right.
So he brought that program back up, and I'm happy for all four programs. But let's give a shout-out to Juwan Howard for being the AP College Coach of the Year. And you see what Indiana did. they saw what Michigan did, brought an alumni back. Not only brought an alumni back, but he's black. So what Indiana do? Big up to my man Mike Woodson, former Indiana Hoosier. They hired him. Maybe, hopefully, Juwan Howard has started a trend for young black coaches getting a chance at their alma mater. Hey, man, they help them put buildings up. We help build science buildings, man. I'm being honest. So give that guy a chance. But my pick, I'm going Baylor, and I'm going Gonzaga, and I got Gonzaga cutting the nest down.
Mid-major.
Jesus talking, man.
No, you didn't. You didn't pick a mid-major.
They've been boink for the last 15 years. In the first round, and y'all picked them to win a championship. They are what you thought they were. Young blood will prevail.
Hey, I don't know, but I tell you what, Gonzaga has three pros, and Baylor got three pros. Let's see it happen. When we come back, we're going to get the callers in, and we're going to get a street question of the day. Has the transfer protocol change the landscape of college basketball? It's the Streets of Talk, the sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Super Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Get with us, blogtalkradio.com on the podcast, category sports, search box, the Streets is Talking. Trey Lee, I see you. You in the building, baby. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. We'll be back in a
minute. Standing in the kitchen with my wife, beat her on.
Selling dope, back to pack straight, drop it all down.
What's all down? Just ran through the bag, it's all down.
Up if you wanna buy half, it's all down.
28, 36,000, all down.
Selling dope, back to pack straight, drop it all down.
What's all down? Just ran through the check, it's all down. Pocket big faces, all down. Roll a blunt and ain't seeing this shit. Ten more stove, I whistle, being this shit.
Automatic, I don't need a key up in it, bitch. Cartier, Dodge, Dick, see up in this shit.
In that yellow Bentley, Bumble, be up in this bitch. I wrote my first song, breaking down my first brick. That was 05, I was in that 06. Had a GMC van on 75, doing tricks.
Drop it all down.
What's all that? Just ran through the bag, it's all down.
If you wanna buy half, it's all down.
28, 36,000, all down.
Don't buy the pack straight. Drop it all down.
What's all that? Just ran through the check, it's all down.
If you wanna buy half, it's all down.
Like 100 in my pocket, big faces, all down.
Shout out to the men's and ladies Pac-12 conference on the basketball side, they've been in the thick of things. So let's give the conference a shout out, man, on both ends, man. You know what I mean? Talking about the men's Final Four, so many intriguing storylines, which we discussed. Roy Williams stepping down. Shout out to again our man Dewey Swanee, Juwan Howard being named men's coach of the year. Everybody has in the women's side Styles and Boogie, Stanford, U of A, ICE, and T. Rizzy. In the men's, ooh-wee. ICE, you said you got Gonzaga. I have Gonzaga. Styles of God has Houston. Woo! And Roe has Gonzaga as well. So we'll see on Wednesday the turnout of those games. Now, street question of the day. We're going to get to you, callers. Please stay on the line. I want to ask the Dream Team this first before we get to you. Dream Team, I'm going to start with you first. Transfer protocol changed the landscape of men's college basketball. What do you think about that, man? It's over 1,100 student-athletes in the portal as we speak.
Style, you there? Style.
Oh, I guess.
Yo, I'm here. I'm sorry, fellas. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the question?
The protocol, the street question of the day, has the transfer protocol affected the landscape of college basketball?
Yes, it has. It has affected it. It's switching the landscape, man. I'm also hoping with this happening, man, more kids go to more HBCUs, man, and make them more talented too, make them more relevant when it comes tournament time. So I'm hoping this time next year, you know, March Madness, we see a lot more HBCUs in there from transfers and also top star recruits signing here. But, yeah, it has. And I'm happy that the landscape is switching that because I want to see it more even playing field. I want to see just more competition on the basketball court, man. And also, I think it's going to be more competition anyway, fellas, man. These kids are coming out. They're doing some different things, man. They're more athletic than people to do. So it's just going to be better basketball, period, man. But it's definitely switching the landscape.
ICE, street question of the day, man. What you think? Has the portal changed the landscape of college basketball?
I like it, man. I like it. A little competition, man. This probably is one of the best years in college, man, because a lot of guys are winning, you know, a lot of guys are 3 or 4
years
winning, man. And that's how we came up in here, 3 or 4 year players, and they harness their game, get better every year. You know, some guys, a lot of guys who leave early, man, never get better. They get good, get that money, and they about the same. You know, when you got guys who do 4 years of college, man, and they get to the pros, man, and they know everything. You know, so they're well rounded. You know, so you know, and that's one thing about Roy Williams and Dean Smith. When you go back there, North Carolina always had complete players. When they played for North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? From even the fundamentals, they were great at fundamentals. So it's great to see Connors back, you know, where it's at right now, man. A lot more competition, way better competition, man, than in the last, you know, the Kentucky days when they had the one-and-done guys coming in. You know, they're going to go straight to the pros the next year. So not, this year was great this year, man. And, I think we'll be all right, man. I like the Connors where they're going right now. What do you think, L?
C. Rizzy, what you think?
All right. Let me tell the Dream Team and all my callers in the asylum something real quick. The transfer portal is cool and it's very important
for kids to have right now. The reason why I'm going to say that is because we live in that experience right now. Y'all know that Trent Jr. was going down there to Santa Clara University. But we in the portal. Y'all the first ones to know it. So Lil T-Row ain't going back to Santa Clara because of, you know, how many players are in the transfer portal. So like Boo said earlier, it's over 1,100 players in the transfer portal. This is going to give a lot of young kids who weren't able to play an opportunity to get an opportunity to play. So, like SPG said, if some of these kids are being able to get the limelight at these schools that officially recruited them and signed them, there are some other schools out there where you can not only play, but get to learn about your history and things of that nature and still be successful. Because I think a lot of these young ones today think that they're one-and-done players, think that they're all these big-time schools going to help them get to that next level. And they finding out real quick, that ain't the case. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like ICE said, with some of these players being 2-3 year players, and then they leaving after they see the money, that opens the doors for some other players in the portal to take advantage of that scholarship. So in today's game.
Right. So I'll say this, and I'm going to say it quickly so we get to the callers. I respectfully disagree with you guys. I think the portal is bad. You want to know why? Because you just said it. Those guys that are leaving for the one and done, who's replacing them? Another one and done. So those guys that go to the portal that don't make out at the big time school, he goes to a mid-major and knocks away a scholarship for a guy who we know after he plays 4-year college, he's not going to the pros. So I think it's taken away from a mid-major kid when he goes to a he has a scholarship to try to go to a mid-major, but he's not going to get that because of who? The kid who in the portal who is at that big time school is going to go there because he's going to be the man. So I respectfully disagree with you guys. I think the portal is for crybaby gangsters. They ain't getting what they want, so they're going to get in the portal and take away from kids who've done 4 years of high school that should get a chance.
Hey, okay. Now,
let's get to the caller.
You
said this.
Let me say this.
No,
let me
get to the caller.
Because you said that, let me tell you this.
Hey,
Wayne,
we got to get to the caller.
Let me tell you this.
You said your spiel.
What?
I let you say your spiel. Let's get to the callers. My man Witt, out in Cleveland, Ohio, a fellow Ironman. What's the deal, Witt? You in the building, baby.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. I just want to say this. This has been a really, really interesting year for college basketball. And shout out to my boys at Cleveland State for doing the thing, man, getting to the dance. They got blue out, but hey, look, man, I'm happy for that. You know what I'm saying? And I believe, too, Gonzaga's going to take it all, man. I mean, they have a great coach. They got a great squad, man. They deep. And they bring in the heat, man. I mean, that I don't see – I mean, yeah, Houston – yeah, man, look, it's going to be Gonzaga. I don't care. They can bring the Cavs to the Final Four, and Gonzaga will beat them bums. I mean, it's going down. It's going down. It's going down, man.
Let me ask you this, Witt. Has the transfer proto affected the landscape of college basketball?
Woo! Hey, my son just hit me on to that. And I really don't have enough knowledge about that to say. So basically that's saying that kids can just leave and go to another school with no staff.
right?
Absolutely. They can sit out a year and then be eligible to play at that school when they transfer and get a scholarship. It's like being re-recruited. The school has to pick you. When you get in a portal, they have to reach out to you. You can't reach out to them. They have to offer you when you get to the portal.
Well, I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one, man. On your next call, before I send it, I got to get some more information on it, man. But it sounds like a slick move. I mean,
you say it's a slick move. Let me ask you this. Speaking of a guy, so say for an example, a kid is coming from a junior college, and he has an offer. But all of a sudden, that offer is revoked because of this kid didn't like the school where he was already at and goes into the transfer portal and then takes that scholarship.
Hey.
It's similar to
and
that.
You put it in such a righteous way. I mean, on that note, I would say fuck that bullshit because that's taking the opportunity away from somebody else. Like you said, for the crybaby gangster. You know what I mean? Yeah, so nah. That ain't a good move. That ain't a good move. Because the junior JUCO put out some good dudes, man. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for that opportunity.
Looking for that opportunity. Man, I got to tell you, man, we appreciate you calling. You got to call back Wednesday, 7 p.m. And as always,
I'm getting old. I got to write that on my magnetic chalkboard. Hold on. Hold on. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Yeah.
Be in the street.
Okay.
And as always, with tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Hey, no doubt. No.
That's my man, Witt, man.
Boy, Keith Ashford and Chip Pennell, man. See if I can get them on the line.
Man, get them on the line, man. We got to get them in the streets, man. Get them in the asylum. We call it the asylum,
your nemesis point guard from Benedictine.
I got to get him on the line. My man.
Okay, Wednesday,
Witt, man.
7 p.m., Streets is talking.
Yeah. There we go. There's another promo for you, IG.
Love you, L, man. Congratulations. Great show, bro.
Oh, man. Thank you. We love you more, man. And as always, keep inspiring us, man. That was my man, Witt. Hey, man. Our second caller, he's been tuning in. He's calling all the way from Spain. You hear me? From Spain. My man, E. He played Division I basketball. You in the building, baby. Big time Saturday. Talk to me, E.
What's good with you, man?
Oh, man. Appreciate you calling in, getting up with us today, man. It might be night there.
No, not quite. Not quite, brother. It's what time is it here? It's about 5 o'clock out here.
Ooh, he prime time in Spain.
Yeah, 5 o'clock
I'm
out here.
Spain, I need to come see you out there. Now I know somebody is in Spain. Yeah, I need to come see that man.
I'm ready to talk on some of these topics, man, because I actually take a contrary view on this portal thing. I'm all for player liberation, player freedom. You're talking to a kid that did transfer, did have to sit out. And I've been liking how I've seen they've been granting waivers where you don't have to sit out when you transfer, and that make it move even faster. And I'll take it even further. Being that I'm out here in Europe, I look at it totally different. I look at it like in 20 years, college basketball may actually be obsolete because ultimately the Miami Heat, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're going to have their own academies. That G League is going to turn into an actual academy, and it's going to run probably much like AAU. So I'm looking at it from the pro system standpoint. And for Big L, yo, if them dudes didn't want that scholarship, they should have got better. They should have been in the gym. Like this is a bloody sport, baby. Like I was advising a kid, two different schools, and they were both solid conferences, but one was the Big 12. And I told him, I said, you average 15 and 8 in the Big 12, you're probably going to get a lot of NBA looks. I said, you average, you know, at that smaller school, even though you got some big schools on the schedule, you're going to have to average like 25 just to get some looks, like it's a different ball game. So if you can get in them systems where you know you're going to get looked at, shoot, it's not my fault if somebody ain't prep as hard as me. I was in the gym.
Street, tell them again, Big E. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
You know, I'm just trying to say with my chest.
Hey, Big E, I got a question for you.
Go ahead, lay it down.
We got the women's championship for the NCAA. It's Arizona against Stanford, the Pac-12 championship. And then we got the men's Final Four jumping off. Tell me who you got for the women, and then jump to it and tell me who you got for the men.
And I'll say this. I actually enjoyed the women's tournament when it gets to the end. Like, I love the first two rounds of the men's. Once it gets to the end, I love the women's tournament because they got what we used to have when we had Big Dog Robinson and big-time players. Like, they have that. Like we have a couple of one-and-dones. They have you know, lottery, sometimes franchise players. They may have one of the best girls in Paige Buchers to come along in a while. So I'm loving the girl side. What I will say is this. I really like, and I don't know their names. The two, three, and four for Stanford, they had a tall, light-skinned girl that just filled it up against South Carolina.
Number
and
30.
They had a tall white girl that was giving out work. And I'm going to give the edge to Stanford because of that, because I haven't seen Arizona enough. But if little Damon Stoudemire, if she come out and do what she does, it's over. She was looking like the rebirth of Stoudemire, Trey Young. She was out there giving out work, and she fast.
Yes, she is.
Now on the men's side, I kind of do a little favoritism because I've been watching some of the boys since high school. As far as like we try to keep up out here in Spain, so Jalen Suggs, been watching him since he was killing it with Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
You know, in high school, so I'm just a fan, so I can't really be as objective. I'm gonna go with the Zags on that, just because it's the people I follow, and I know we're talking
now,
lottery.
Who do you think is gonna win between Baylor and Houston to play the Zags?
I would probably say Baylor, just on big time talent. But this is college, so, like, you know, you do have Jimmy B beating, you know, the Five Slamma Jamma, stuff like that, you know. So it doesn't always, you know, fall like we think it will because of the coaching. The coaching a lot of times is a big deal.
Right.
And
right.
She,
absolutely.
You know, and Kelvin Sampson been doing a long time.
Yeah. It's going to be real interesting. Man. We appreciate you calling, E. Trust me, all the way from Spain, man. Hey, guys.
Hey, man, I'm enjoying it, man.
We appreciate it. E, tell him about your son before we go, man. He the next LBJ, man, on the soccer side. Trust and believe it.
He's out here getting the work in, pretty much grinding up. But he's looking like, if we would talk about he's looking like Chet Holmgren or somebody like that. If we're talking about the levels, he's looking like all he got to do is stay focused, and it's, you know, he'll be running pro probably by the time he's 18 and a half. He'll be signed somewhere nice.
What's your son's
name?
There
you have it, man.
Same name, Enrique Nieves.
All right, I'll be looking out for him. That's what's up. Yes, sir.
That's my man.
Hi, straight to the building.
Hey, E, when you out there in Spain, I need you to tell a whole lot of Benitas. And that's girlfriend to Ignis.
Even the one that speaks Espanol.
We appreciate you, E. Hey, you got to stay
brother.
On the
Y'all
line.
Be good.
You got to stay
it.
On the line, E. All the callers, you got to stay
it.
On the line. We got the big dummy of the day coming up, man.
It's the Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. We come to you 10 a.m. Saturday morning, 7 p.m. Wednesday evening. Boogie, Roll, Styles, ICE, OG the Buck. Let's go! Speak to me of the day coming up.
Why you want, tell you touch, yeah. I'm a thief tonight. I did some wrong, but I'm always right. But I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night. Look, if I call you babe, you babe for the day, or babe for the night, you not my wife. She wanna kill her, so fuck all night. I wanna fuck on a thigh, give me head on night. AP, big rocks, in the hood with the realest. 5K on the dinner, bring 300,000 to the dealer. I did some wrong, but I'm always right. Said I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
I'm rich but I'm riding, I'm low on exotic. I'm about to fly out and go get me some. Nothing ain't sweet, all this money on me. 100 rats in the bag, that's 100 bun. Baby OG, I been running these streets. Got a game full of shine on my mama's son. Learned about the triple cross when I was young. And I know I ain't going, so I keep a gun. I threw the Paris just to buy some Dior. She begging for attention, I don't see her. CIP pop, I wish that you can see us. Million cash plus whenever I go real. I got some niggas in the street won't beat me. I got the industry trying to beat me. I just go Ray Charles, they can't see me. I'm in a Rolls Royce with a Remy.
But I'm always right. So I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night.
Yeah, like a thief in the night. I pull up, give a D for the night. Tryna fuck in the BSI. We can't fuck up my seats cause they white. I'm living like Thriller, I only come out at the nighttime. She don't fuck with liquor, don't like being sister. She don't do the Henny, just white wine. Pop the cork on some new Pinot Grigio. I pull up in the Porsche with a freaky hoe. Park the Porsche and pull up in the Lambo. I hop out, Major Payne, rockin' camo. Think she cute, make a fuck, let a man go. Like you shoot, light you up, bitch, I'm Rambo. Cuban link full of rocks, it's a choke. Rest in peace to the pop, make me smoke you.
I did some wrong, but I'm always right. So I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a
it's the Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got T-Row, Styles the God, ICE, and the traffic controller, OC the Buck. Bringing the funk every Wednesday, every Saturday. Waking us up. We in the building, baby. From a street
hey,
perspective.
Boo.
Yeah.
Hey, Boo. In the transport portal, that nigga OG the Buck plays the song. I'm going to tell you what, but I ain't going to tell you twice. I feel you, OG the Buck. That's why they asked in the portal.
Man. There we go, man. We've been talking ladies' final four, men's final four. Street Quest said it as the transfer portal changed the landscape of college basketball. We've been talking the legacy of Roy Williams. Man, four championships, man. Three at UNC brought them boys back to promise, man. Gotta give it to old Roy Williams. And he be rocking them Jordans, man. Old Roy be rocking them Jordan. But it's that time
he
of the show.
He be fly too, don't he?
Don't he, man? It's that time
he
of the show.
He be fly that powder blue.
Big day. Styles, you got the big dummy of the day. Talk to us, baby.
Man, I got the dummy of the day, fellas. So, fellas. Back last year, the former Arizona assistant basketball coach for the men's basketball college team, Emmanuel Dork Richardson. He was sentenced to 3 months and 2 years supervised probation the other day, fellas, for bribery. Now, let me tell y'all what this man did. on two different occasions he met with the FBI, okay? The first occasion he met with the FBI agent and he accepted $5,000 for a bribe and a recruitment for a player, Javon Kennerly. They wanted to come to their school. In July of 2017, they had been investigating this man for 3 years. This man was receiving a $5,000 per month retainer from this FBI agent from 2017 to 2018. Okay. Also, then in 2018 to 2019, he received $20,000 more from this FBI agent, and all of the money was never, none of the money was ever given to the kid, Javon Kennerly. The money all went into this man's pocket and different bank accounts. He was now sentenced to 3 months in jail and 2 months supervised probation, fellas. So we
man.
Over all of that money, over all the years, man. So, Mr. Richardson, the Emmanuel Richardson, the former assistant coach for Arizona, you are the dummy of the day.
Dummy. You big dummy. You big cold blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh no, you big dummy. Oh no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah, you dummy. Wow.
So he
man,
just
not once, but
day.
Twice. Man, that goes along
money.
With the song. If I told
yeah.
you one, I told
and
you
five. He got caught receiving $5,000 a month from a whole another person.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
He said, I need that
man,
break.
Wait a minute. Well, man, it's that time of the show. The office, the COs is coming. We got to get off the yard. We got to get back into our sales, man. T-Ro, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. You know, shout-out to the Dream Team, man. I got to give a shout-out to Russell Westbrook, first and foremost, man. 30, 20, and 10. I mean, man, that was 20 assists, okay? Man, only the third player to ever do it in NBA history. I want to give a shout-out to the Dream Team, man. My boy OG the Buck always holding it down with the funk. My boy ICE in case of emergency always letting them know what time it is. That boy STD. Man, thank you for the dummy of the day, man, because you and Baby doing some crazy stuff. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's that dust storm or whatever, but they need to cool it down there. I appreciate that, STG, the young one. And to my big brother, Boo Boo, you know what time it is, man. On a serious note, I want to give a shout-out to my son's friend, Kamari. Kamari lost his mom about a year ago, man. And then just a week and a half ago, man, his older brother was just shot, man. And the dude was shot over some damn AirPods, man. The dude, you know, bought the AirPods online. Didn't work. Tried to take them back. Dude brought a gun and got into it. Dude got shot. So my dude Kamari out here, you know, he on his own, but, you know, he got some support from, you know, friends and family around here, man. And it's just sad, man. So everybody out there, man, I want to say this. Keep your eyes open and be as safe as possible out there, man. There's some crazy stuff going on. The dude in California shooting up and, you know, it's just getting crazy, man. So to the street. Man, your boy T-Ro loves you all, man, and to your family. When you wake up, you give them people a hug and a kiss, man, because you never know what time this is, man. So to all my peoples, I'll catch y'all on Wild Out Wednesday. My fault for being late last week. But your boy won't be late next week. I tell you that. SPD, what you got, baby?
Man, big shout out. Man, I want to give a shout out to Junior, T-Roll, man. Call Junior, I said, man, I hope he gets chosen by a student that wants to give him some playing time, and so he could just develop as a young man on the basketball court. But just let him know, man, it's about that education, man, because anything can happen any given day, like he's saying, man. Speak accident, anything. So get that education, man. But first and foremost, man, go somewhere where you know they care about you and they're going to give you that playing time, man. Yeah.
ICE, any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Hey, man. Hey, shout-out, man, to you both. Your people, man. Yeah, as I know, you just the first time. I feel like you know, hey, five to five, man, keep it calm, cool, and collective, baby. And guess what? tonight is cabaret night, Lincoln West and Glenville, so guess what, bro?
Best friend, any shots before we get out of here?
I want to shout out the world, Craig. Shout out to the world. All the callers, man, that didn't get a chance to get in, man. Trey Lee, Mar, Philly Phil, Brody, Dev, we see you. Shout out to the callers that did get in today, man. Wit, man, good call, man. Thank you, brother, for the support. And my man calling all the way from Spain, brother Enrique, man. We definitely appreciate you, man. And good luck to your son out there doing this thing. Shout out to Dream Team, STG, ICE, T-Row, my man Boogie. You know what OG the Buck always say about this time? Picture me rolling.
Hi, Boo. What you got? Get with us on, if you missed this show, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, that's DA. The streets is talking. Get with us Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out to the Dream Team, T-Row, OG the Buck, Styles the God, ICE, World, callers, keep inspiring us. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
String! A whole lot. I'm talking about everybody.
Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
Street.
Hey, can I get in the back seat? OG the Buck, unlock the door, man.